This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, let's maybe potentially break up a marriage or something. Seems like something we're really good at.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Green Main Domain.
You do that every time and I hate it.
It's
every
not every time.
Time.
It's just because the whole, okay. It's a Bob Dylan thing or something. I don't know. I don't think it's bad. TX, do you have anything positive to say?
I do. We have a lovely couple today.
Lovely couple.
We have Tim and Crystal. They're trying to decide their next vehicle and we get to help.
What? Do you screen these people?
I do. Come on.
What is this, car buyers? Like,
they're
okay.
They're on. They can.
Oh, okay. Tim won the toss, I guess. Tim?
Yeah.
You get to go first here. Crystal is also here. What, help us. This is Auto Trader Hotline. What are we doing?
We've recently had our third child and we're debating between an SUV and a minivan.
Oh.
And okay. I think we should get a minivan because they've got more space, which is what we're looking for. They're cheaper. They're better on gas mileage. It's a practical purchase that fits our needs.
Okay.
Mm. And one of my coworkers just got a minivan recently for his family, and he says he can't recommend it enough. Like, it's been a great driving experience.
Oh. Does your coworker also wear sweatpants, slippers, that sort of thing? Does he appear to be a human who's given up?
No, at least not to work. Maybe once he gets home, he kicks him out.
That's interesting that that's who you picture driving a minivan.
I just, like, a minivan is when you just, I don't know. I'm sorry. No, I don't want to take any sides.
I picture soccer moms.
For sure, but I don't want to say.
Okay.
Solid arguments, Tim. Who'd be driving the minivan then? You or her?
I mean, both of us, you know, whether it's you know, if it's her picking up the kids or dropping them off at school, it'd be me taking them to, you know, games and stuff like that.
But it sounds like primarily her.
Maybe for the, again.
You don't want to say it out loud but I get it. You are picking a family vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
But.
Or like, I mean, we had a minivan in our family growing up that my mom drove. But on the weekends, if we were going to church or something, we would all get in and then my dad would drive.
Got it.
But it was my mom's car.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
It still is. We still have it. So wow. I would recommend they last a while.
And do your parents wear sweats and slippers and appear as if they've given up?
They birthed me.
Yeah, I think we've, Crystal, you win. you don't even have to give your argument. No. Okay. Crystal, what's your side of this?
Well, I feel like now that we've had our third kid,
yeah,
there is no way I'm going to get a minivan. We got to get an SUV.
Wait, wouldn't you want it after the third kid? Because now you're like...
No. I am now like, mom, like that's all I am. And even Tim is only viewing me as like just a mom.
Hmm.
What do you mean, like just a mom?
I didn't even say yai, which is like my favorite thing.
Oh, yai. What do you mean, just a mom? Isn't a mom like the most honorable, awesome thing in the world?
Yeah, but okay. I don't want to say anything rude on the radio, but you know, I want to be a MILF. I still want to be sexy.
Oh,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Even when I, you know, I'm picking up
the dropping on the kid. So
you want to be in an Escalade?
I was just thinking that. I'm not even joking. I was like, we need to get her an Escalade.
You know, like I want one of those cool hybrids. Like, you know. Uh-huh. I'm like, and anyway, Tim, didn't you get this advice from your coworker?
Yeah, he's got a minivan.
Okay.
Who cares about their advice?
Okay.
But like, I mean, it should be like what your wife wants. Okay. That we're considering buying.
Okay, let me just, I'm going to jump in with the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. Call that, text it.
Mm-hmm.
We need our minivan lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And our minivan haters. I know I came off as a minivan hater. I, with two kids, it got talked about briefly, but it's like,
we're not at that point. We don't.
But there's something kind of magical. Have you ever seen one at school drop off when there's a bunch of kids and they roll up and it's like a B-12 bomber where the doors open both sides like bzz, and it's just like whoa, clown car.
Go, 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 go.
Yes. Like paratroopers at Normandy, man. They're just like, woo. I don't know if they're paratroopers at Normandy, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, there's something cool about it, but to Crystal's point, it's not sexy. That's a weird word for you to use, but
yeah.
It doesn't feel like you want to like valet the minivan, you know, like we're hitting the town. Let's get it. Yeah, I get it. It's
exactly.
It's a little...
okay, but like, so you are a mom though, Crystal. And is there any part of this where you're like form over function or function over form? You know, don't you think that the minivan mm-hmm. does make sense? Because as your kids grow, you're going to be going to more practices potentially. Be they band practices or
hauling,
God forbid,
kids.
One of your kids gets into hockey.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There is so much gear.
You might need a second van.
Yes. Just like, or a trailer.
A
or
gear
whatever.
Van, yeah.
Yeah. So that doesn't enter into it. You just don't want it. You feel like he's given up on you as a sexy person.
Well, I feel like SUVs are practical. They are, you know, they are a bigger vehicle. They are a little bit extra money. But I do feel like the minivan is, you know, you might as well just put me in a gray tracksuit and, you know.
That's my fault. I said sweats and slippers. It's my fault. I did not mean to.
It sounded better and better to me.
the next thing you know, I'll be like driving them off in my curlers. And, you know, and I love being a mom. That's not it. It's like I also like being a functional human being.
You need to have your own personality rather than just the mom. And if this kind of helps you hold on to that.
But how many hours a day are you which thing? You know what I'm saying? Like if the bulk of your day you're doing mom stuff and that's the vehicle that's better for mom stuff, shouldn't you be more practical and get that?
No, because you have to balance it.
Yeah, I don't know, because we've talked about the same thing, and I'm pretty anti-minivan, even though I grew up with one. I never had an SUV, so it just seems like that's cooler.
Yeah, but for me, all I'm hearing is, like, Crystal even admits it, that it's very practical, it's better on gas mileage, and that, like, the SUV is more expensive and worse on gas mileage, but it just... aesthetically
it
will lead to the death
better.
Of our sex life.
Ooh.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's that. Oh my god.
SUV. All the way.
You know what sucks is nothing rhymes with husband. That's what sucks.
Okay.
That's why there's no catchphrase like husband. All right. So Crystal, you just want to feel sexy, and Tim, you just want to make smart decisions. So it's a
It's not like a Camaro. I'm not saying we should get a completely useless car.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to get jury members and we're going to what can we do to get you in a car today? We're going to hang on. Don't move. There is the stigma in my head. I mean, your family had one, Tia. Mm-hmm. In my head, it is a stigma. But it's also, I remember little DRO producer was like, I'm never going to get one. And then when they got one, he's like, this is dope. And his wife loved it.
Yeah, and we loved having it growing up. It was great for road trips. I lay down in the back. My sisters are in the front. There was the little screen that popped down.
Yeah.
And like the doors, the automatic doors are great. Like we had a great childhood.
If it's a family vehicle, are we getting this for her? are we getting this for her, Tim, and the three kids? Now there's suddenly four votes for yay with the screens and the fun minivan,
mm-hmm.
and one vote for... But their votes don't count today.
Sometimes the doors get a little wonky when you press
they
the
do.
Button. It's like, open up. Or,
let me out.
Try to, yeah.
All right. So
I want to hear from people who have been converted. If you were anti-minivan and then if you now are converted, or do those people exist?
They might, because the minivans aren't as stupid as they used to be. Like the Astro van is stupid, but mm-hmm. now they're like,
yeah.
they are more space edge cool.
It's still a minivan. Sorry.
Well, Aaron's pick decide. Yeah. To minivan or not to minivan? That is a question. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we are in the middle of a great mate debate. It's the minivan debate today. Tim and Crystal are here with us. They've got their third kid, and it's mm-hmm. time to upgrade the vehicle. The hacks know this feeling.
Yeah.
You almost bought a Bronco, and then you were like, the back seat's not big enough.
It was too, yeah, surprisingly small, unfortunately.
So Tim has a coworker who said, man, minivan is the way to go. And Crystal's like, nothing screams like I've given up on life.
Mm-hmm. I want to be more than just a mom.
It's, you know, there like, is a perception in my head of mad yeah. moms and minivans.
Yeah.
You're a mad mom in a minivan. That's who you are. You're
yeah, just, but they're functional. They're cheaper. And like you said, and I agree, being a mom, what's better than that?
Being a sexy MILF in an SUV, according to Crystal. So, Crystal, Tim, we have some jury members here. We're going to get you an answer for your deal here. Let's get started with, and feel free to jump in with anybody you'd like. Kim?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Okay. I'm a mom of four kids. I've got a big... badass Sequoia, and I love it, and I feel sexy in it, and I love driving it. If I had a minivan, I would feel kind of just like just the soccer mom, you know? And you want to, your personality comes out with the car that you have.
Am I the only one hung up on the word sexy here?
No.
Like,
yeah, like
you're trying to be sexy with your three kids in the car, with your four kids in the car. It's like, look at me, let me push my boobs together, and like, what are we talking about?
No, it's what I said earlier of like your identity is not just a mom.
Okay.
You want exactly. a little more.
Okay, so and you, it's just as functional. You feel Kim like
100%. I have three rows. I have plenty of room for my family of five, or my my family of six. Really, plenty of room in the back. It's perfect.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah, sexy in school pickup line. I get what you're
I'm
saying.
I'm not trying to be a prude.
Like, they don't go together quite.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, I love being a mom and whatever, but it's like...
There's a whole movie about the kid's mom, Stifler's mom,
that's
whatever.
That's what the movie's about.
I don't know. It's what I know from it.
It's a love story of apple pies.
Oh.
It's a completely different thing than what you think it is. Chris...
Yay.
Whose side are you on? Are we minivanning or no minivanning?
Oh, we're definitely a minivanner. I have three kids myself, and having the minivan was the best thing in the world because, one, they can't fight each other. They can't touch each other because they're in separate seats. Two, when one of the kids is potty training, like one of ours was, I was able to pull over on the side of the road with the little training porta potty and put it in the trunk and pull over on the side of the road and let them do their thing. We didn't have to wait until...
You're making the sexy argument not work for the minivan at all.
The thing is she. It sounds like she's more worried about being sexy and all this and that. It's not about her. It's about the kids.
But you can get that with an SUV still.
Mm. No.
The third row that like kind of tucks away.
I currently have an SUV, but all my three kids are now teenagers, but I would prefer the minivan. I miss my minivan. The only reason
I'm telling
I got
you,
an SUV,
it's, TX said it before. It's like, if you convert, I think it's hard to go back, even though you know it's not quote unquote sexy.
Just like, yeah, once you get a recliner in your living room, there's no going back.
Yeah, I've known guys who are like, I'm never going to be my dad. I'm never buying a recliner. And as soon as they get it, it's like, you can't drag them out of their recliner.
Yeah, but they're also not sexy.
Okay. Let's keep going here. Let's get Megan.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am pro minivan. As a mom of three, I just had a baby of the last year, so we had to upgrade. And I was very much like, no minivan, because I'm not just a mom, like on the same page. And now that I have the SUV, I really wish I would have gotten the minivan.
Really?
Whoa.
So you don't have a minivan, but you wish you did.
I do, yeah. I have, I mean, even my oldest is like 7, so he can get in and out by himself, but like the storage capacity of a minivan would just be like a dream.
Really?
I hate saying that, honestly, but.
You are taking down the sisterhood today. Thank you. Let's do this one. Amanda.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on? Minivan, no minivan?
No minivan. I'm on her side.
Why?
I was in the same situation as she was. My husband, he grew up with a minivan as well. And pretty much what it came down to is who's going to be driving it the most. And it was me. So we actually went with an SUV. And just like a heads up, even I know I understand his point of view as well. Like he just wants to save on gas and, you know, and even just the price of the van as well. But he could even go through towards a hybrid SUV too.
Okay.
Mm. Now those are sexy.
Yeah.
guys, that leaves it as a tie. Where are we at? What's Tex say?
They're pretty split as well.
People are very passionate on both sides. Yeah. I think what it ultimately comes down to is the last caller we talked to.
It's her car.
She's driving it.
So she wins?
Yeah, and maybe she needs to learn the lesson like we had the other one who chose the SUV and goes, man, I regret it. But maybe that's a lesson Crystal needs to learn or not learn. Maybe she'll love it and she'll be...
Crystal?
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're going to be a sexy mama in an Escalade.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, good luck with that.
I'm so pleased, you guys. Thank you so much.
Yep.
I can't wait for three college tuitions and an Escalade car payment.
That'd be amazing.
We don't know if your kids are going to college.
Don't forget the spinners.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.